Done.
It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The busiest 60 minutes of your day, the Homer Hour, Rain Man coming up shortly. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. Caller number 5, you have a chance to win a ESPN prize pack. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'm certain it's nice. And there's no standard yet. I'm working on that to where you automatically get it, even if you get zero. Not change the rules yet, but I'd like to. I think that you should be required to get one. Not much of a standard, but it is a standard. The opening comment, of course, every show. Apologize that I didn't say it sooner. The Miz is not pitching tonight.
He's a freak.
When is he pitching again? It's not my job. Someone else can have that job. My job at the beginning of every show, every day, is to tell you if he's pitching or not. Now, if he would be pitching the following afternoon before the show, then I would have to make an adjustment in that case. 1-800-990-3776, caller number 5. You get a chance to win the ESPN prize pack. But it's busy because Jason Woolley will be on in a bit. And then we'll have Jerry Augustine for the latest on The Miz. I am, of course, still trying to change it so that no one ever says four seam anymore. That is a fastball. Was a fastball, is a fastball, will always be a fastball. Whoever decided we cared about how many seams you have on the ball, but anybody care like Brett Favre? No. The fastball. There are pitches other than a fastball, but there's only one pitch that's a fastball, and that's what you would call it. So anytime you hear four seam, realize that it's a fastball. I'll discuss that again with 755 Jerry Augustine. I don't think he's moving in my direction. Any pitch also that for a right-hander goes to the right instead of to the left, it's a screwball because that's the proper word. It seems impossible that you could throw the ball and have it go backwards. Every right-handed pitch will generally go straight, or if it's going to move, it'll move to the left, either quickly if it's a curve, less quickly and harder if it's a slider. But nobody else uses screwball anymore. So my wish in baseball, other than the Brewers winning the World Series, is that they never use four-seam again or anything other than a screwball for a pitcher whose pitch goes the opposite direction that you expect. Like a left-hander is going to go to the right as it goes to the plate. And if it goes back to the left, that's goofy. And they didn't call it a goofy ball, which they couldn't. They called it a screwball. One day, I guess they decided to change that. I'll have to ask. I think maybe a cutter is the closest thing. There is nothing closest to ball going in the wrong direction. Ashby has what used to be called a screwball. And then if you have the ability to have it go backwards and also go the right direction, you're pretty hard a pitcher to hit. Caller number 5, 1-800-990-3776. So, yes, my obsessions to get Marcus Johnson into the Basketball Hall of Fame and to never hear four-seam ever again. I don't know when that was invented. Been watching when Dizzy Dean was doing the game when Kirk got in, every four seam. It's a fastball. Somebody, I don't know. Alex can look up who invented and is to blame for, no one's to blame, but who's the first person to ever call it a four seamer? That must have been like a pitching coach or something like that. But the first announcer to ever say it. Is there a limit to how many times you can be a contestant in the ESPN? Rules? No, I guess not. All right, that's fine. He's a legend. Chef Ed joins us. Though I'm not sure if it's retired Chef Ed. Is it kind of like a Packer? If you're a chef, you're always a chef, even if you're not actually chefing right now. Chef, Chef Ed, good evening.
How's it going, Homer? Yeah, I'm retired from asking.
How's it going for you, Chef Ed? Good, thanks. All right.
It's going great. Retired life is great.
Are you a chef even when you're not chefing? Do you remain a chef forever, like you're a packer forever?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because people always ask me to cook for them and do gatherings and stuff like that. Yeah, but I'm not actually out in a professional restaurant.
Nah,
I've been sitting here pondering, what's going to be Homer's theme today? You always got a theme with the questions, and want to know what the theme's going to be.
I'll let you be the judge of that when you're done and say, this was what the theme was, because you're Chef Ed. Chef Ed is now participating in his 8,000th contest at Good Karma Brands. This Rain Man is brought to you by Chef Ed. He's on it so much now. That's good. I like that. You doesn't even have to do anything. It's also brought to you by Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits, top-notch service, and been doing it well for over 50 years. How long you been a chef, Chef Ed? I don't think 50 years. How many?
No, it was 53.
53? You're right up there. You're the Saganiac of chefs. Saganiac Planning, appropriately now, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service and doing it well locally for over 50 years, like Chef Ed. One of the reasons they're so good, because it can get complicated. People get confused. Not at Saganiac Planning. Phone number. Remember three want numbers. That's all. Saganiac Planning, 262-783-783. Roger Maris, 6161. So thanks again to our sponsors, Chef Ed and Saganiac Planning, not necessarily in that order. 50 years you've been a chef. Don't you ever get tired of food?
No. There's always so many different cuisines and right. Ethnic cooking.
I don't want to ask, how many burgers have you made in your life or something? I don't know. What item have you made more than any other? What's the item that you've made the most? A burger, probably, or not? I don't know.
Probably a burger, yeah.
All right.
As far as the most.
Chef Ed, we checked AI. He has done 26,000 burgers in his life. Look that up. Alex, look up AI. For a chef who's been a chef over 50 years, what's the likely number of American chef, the number of burgers that they have done in their life? Hold off on that because we got to get you to start the clock. The first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question because they've been such a great supporter of Marquette. Saganiac Planning, 15 questions, 2 minutes. You're ready to go, Chef Ed.
Ready to go.
3, 2, 1, go. 1971 NBA draft, selected by the New York Knicks, the first Marquette player taken in the first round.
Pass.
With what pick was the Miz taken at the 2022 baseball draft?
Fifth.
Pathetic. How old is the Miz?
22.
Incorrect. How old is Wemby, the star of the San Antonio Spurs?
22.
Correct. How old am I?
71.
That's correct. What Brewer pitcher was going to LSU, but expecting $1 million, he got $2 million from the Brewers, so he signed with the team instead. Name that Brewer pitcher.
Pass.
The Miz's fastest pitch ever. And again, I need a tenth, 93.6. Miz's fastest pitch is what?
103.7.
That's correct. How do you spell his last name?
M-I-S-S-O.
Incorrect. The Miz's ERA this season, 1.5, 1.8, or 2?
1.5.
Correct. The Miz, career, 5 losses. How many career wins for the Miz? Wins, not losses. Yes.
13
is incorrect. Christian Watson with a $92 million contract. How much is guaranteed?
You just 33% of it?
No. Now, incorrect. What college did Christian Watson play college football? Where did he play?
Pass.
Romeo Doubs, $68 million contract. How much is his guaranteed? It's more than Watson's.
35.
Incorrect. No. Brewers, first in the division. What team is second in their division?
Cardinals.
Correct. Who has the most home runs for the Brewers?
Bowers.
That is correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7, but I'm not sure because it went weird a little bit. All right, 7.
I had 6 for the
record. All right. Well, let's see where we disagree because I could be. 1971 NBA draft, selected by the New York Knicks. First Marquette player taken in the first round. Dean, the Dream Meminger, who was on one of the Knicks teams that won a title. This is pathetic. I should have taken Chef Ed out of the contest. With what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
Was it 62nd?
63.
Ah.
How old is the Miz? The Miz is 24. You were correct. Wemby is 22. That's the first one. How old am I? He said 71, so you got two. All right. What Brewers pitcher was going to LSU but expecting $1 million in the draft, got $2 million from the Brewers and instead signed with the team?
He's a freak.
Yeah, the Miz. That's the Miz's story. He was going to follow the year after the great pitcher now for the Pirates because he left after a year. Miz's fastest pitcher nailed that, 103.7. That's three. How do you spell his last name? M-I-S-I-O-R. Owski. O-W-S-K-I. You got that wrong. The Miz's ERA this season is 1.5. I think you got that right. Do you have that? Did you say that, Alex?
Oh, I just didn't mark that one. You're right. Okay. Right. Then it is seven.
The Miz, career, five losses. How many career wins for the Miz? 12. Christian Watson, $92 million contract. What's the guaranteed number?
31.
31. Where did he play?
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State. Romeo Doubs, $68 million four-year contract. But his guarantee is more than Watson's. How much?
Is it 36?
39.
39.
So which contract do you want? Watson's or Dobbs when you get 39 instead of 31, even if the overall number, which is meaningless, is $24 million less? The Brewers are in first. Yes, the Cardinals are in second, 4.5 back. And Bowers does lead the Brewers with 12. So we think he had seven, right? Because it was about the ERA or something. Either way, it doesn't change what you get, Chef Ed. But do you have like a storage place with all the stuff you've won from all the contests you've been that you've won?
I've given so much stuff away to family and friends. Yeah,
all right.
T-shirts and caps and koozies and so obviously Homer, the theme was the Miz today. It was the theme.
Yeah, if you listen to the show more, you'd know it's been that way for 3 weeks. And by the way, before you're ever allowed, because you are Chef Ed, to be in Rain Man again, I will ask you, with what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft? And if you don't get it right, I will pick another contestant. I hold you, the historic Chef Ed, to a higher standard. With what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
63rd.
63. There'd be something you can remember with 63. 1963, something happened. Is that the year Kennedy got killed? I think it was. The Great Connection. John Kennedy killed November of 1963. I think, am I right? Yep. Fourth grade. Whew. And then live, yeah. I saw it live when Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald on TV, live and wherever it was. What kind of a police station allows a guy to shoot somebody? I still don't get that. Maybe look that up on AI. How the hell did Jack Ruby end up going to, and I know it was the Dallas police officer somewhere, pulled out a gun. That was the end of Lee Harvey Oswald. More than you needed to know. Chef Ed, with what overall pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
Let's say 63.
63. And I will be looking up for various Packer players taken in the history of the team that were taken 63. When you are taken 63 in anything, you are not taken number 63. You are taken what? A Miz. 63 no longer exists. 63 is now the Miz.
He's a freak.
Yeah. John Smoltz. Can't wait to talk to him at some point. There's no rush to it. Because he talked about the fear that he has that everybody has. You hope he doesn't have his arm go bad or shoulder go bad, need surgery like all or almost all young pitchers seem to be. He's hoping, Smoltz, maybe he's different because he throws the ball differently and as he stated. John Smoltz, forever, as to what he said and called the Miz.
He's a freak.
It's that simple. Sure wish they copy that like they have the four-seamer or whatever seamers that is. I don't know. Jason Wilde. Nicely done, Chef Ed. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, all Packers all the time. He is worthy of and on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. No one else is other than that other Jason Wilde, if this Jason can run him down. The Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Good evening, Jason. How you doing?
I'm great, Homer. Thanks for asking. It's always a treat when you do that. I don't know about the other Jason Wilde. I have never gone further in my efforts to track him down, and I don't intend to. So great to be on with the GOAT on the GOAT Yingling Hotline as well.
Have you seen the movie The GOAT?
I have not. I see that it is now available on a streaming service. I'm not sure which one.
And I believe Steph Curry probably was the one who did this. The concept of the GOAT is that the GOAT is a GOAT.
Yeah, it's clever.
It is.
I was thinking maybe, you know, we're big on AI nowadays. I was thinking maybe I could take a photo of you, or maybe Strofe could, because he's more adept at this kind of thing, and make a goat that looks like Uncle Homer, because you're obviously a goat, and then the goat would be a goat. You just got to put, like, headphones on him or something, instead of, like, him being a basketball player.
That he did start a trend that could go in that direction if people chose to. All right, I just want you to talk about the Green Bay Packers. You've watched them. You hear them, the coach. This stuff, to me, is pretty much meaningless, other than what you learn and feel about any or all of the players, or what crosses your mind worthy of keeping track of when the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, the football is what it is. Like, you know, I think it's good for Lucas Van Ness to have some success with the pass rush yesterday. I don't think it's worth getting too overly excited about, however. So I think we got to be careful about that, just like we have to be careful about getting too concerned about Lucas Van Ness having success in those pass rush drills against Jordan Morgan. But look, the news of the day is Tucker Kraft telling us, well, a couple things. One, I feel very comfortable based on his kind of choice of words, even though he wouldn't flat out say it, that they will have a new deal done for him before he sets foot on the practice field. I thought that was one of the things that really jumped out about today. Basically, you know, he said that he believed he was the best tight end in football when it comes to doing everything as a Y tight end. And I would say that that's probably the kind of statement you make because you want to be paid as the best Y tight end in football. So I'm guessing that's his goal. We'll see if that deal gets done. But I think, you know, we're anticipating him starting training camp on the PUP just briefly and then getting cleared for practicing on a limited basis. And then the other thing he said was that it is his expectation and intention to be in week one, September 13th at Minnesota, to be able to play without any sort of, he called it a pitch count, but snap limitations. So if they run 70 offensive snaps, he expects to be ready to play all 70 if he's given the opportunity to. So I thought those were the two things more than anything else that really jumped out about today that was most significant, and we'll now have to wait and see if he's able to actually bring that to fruition.
Don't you believe anything he says? I mean, like, if he
him
said,
I do, yeah. Not everybody, but him I do. Yeah, for sure.
When,
I mean, look,
when do you remember first realizing how good he could be? Or that he could be this good? Or what's the...
Who was that again? Was it again? Strofe, was it against the Chargers where he hurdled that dude his rookie year where, you know, he'd been sitting... he'd been sitting behind Luke Musgrave, and then Luke Musgrave left with an injury which turned out to be like a lacerated kidney, and he went in and he hurdled that dude.
But did you say when he went in, turned to somebody and said, watch this guy, or did his...
Oh, after that, I think we all
right.
had a pretty good idea how good he was capable of being, so... that part wasn't necessarily surprising. What I would say is that, and I got some grief for it when I said it at the time, and I think even at this point now, even Chewy himself would say that I was underestimating him. But I said very early on that he reminded me of Chewy, because Chewy did everything.
I remember that because
like,
I responded.
They went out and got Keith. Yeah, I mean, they went out. Yes, you did. They went out and got, obviously, Keith Jackson. But Keith Jackson was not a do-it-all guy, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he was the run down the field, catch the ball, make a play that way, down the seam type guy. And that's not – Tucker Kraft does that, but he does all the other stuff too. And there aren't a lot of tight ends that do that. There's plenty of guys that are really good pass catchers that can be really productive. But I don't think there's anybody – you know, there's other good tight ends, don't get me wrong. And anybody who, you know, short shrifts other tight ends, I think you got to be careful because we probably have a bias when it comes to Tucker Kraft. But to me, the bottom line is that he's in the conversation as the best in the league at doing everything. Like, he's where, frankly, he's where George Kittle was, like, what, 4 or 5 years ago when he emerged? Right. I mean, I just think he just does everything so well. And that's why they missed him so desperately. They didn't have anybody even remotely like him. That's the thing about him and Watson. Like, there are other good players. Right. There are other good players at those positions. But there's nobody really that can do what fits their skill sets. Like, nobody, you know, Bo Melton's fast. Right. I mean, he runs fast.
Yeah.
Matthew Golden's fast, but not as fast and big and tall and everything else as Christian Watson is. So, yeah, they can do something similar to what he does, but they can't do exactly what he does. Tucker Kraft, you know, they tried to kind of recreate him in the aggregate. They had, you know, they had Luke Musgrave, who did not practice today. I'm not sure what exactly happened yesterday, but he's not practicing. He still has moments where he's, you know, a useful tool in the offense. He catches the ball. He's fast, but he certainly doesn't block at the same level. So then you got a guy like Josh Wiley, who's having a really good offseason by all accounts, and I've seen him do some good things, but he's not Tucker Kraft good. And that's what makes these guys so important, is that if you don't have anybody that's quite like that guy, it's really hard to try and do the things you have envisioned with your offense because you don't have the guys that make it come to life.
And this is how I would say, as good as Chewy was, he's no Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft, if Ron Wolf was around.
I think Chewy would say that too, by the way.
I know. If Ron Wolf was watching and we asked him, he'd say, dude's a field tilter.
And he would. That is exactly the word phrase he would use. Absolutely. And he'd be right.
And the challenge of Tucker Kraft, you can tell him the old man said this, he needs to go meet Cliff Kristol and said, Cliff, I want you to tell me if at any point you actually think I'm better or as good as the greatest tight end who ever played here, Ron Kramer. And only Cliff Kristol could answer that question. Yeah.
That is definitely true. I definitely can't answer that. I can say that he's better than JerMichael Finley. Does that count?
Yeah, you can say whatever that, but there aren't many players left. You can ask Jerry Kramer, and all those players say that Ron Kramer was the greatest athlete they ever had, and the power
no
sweep.
No relation.
The power sweep. Yeah, no relation. The power sweep was a success more because of Ron Kramer than Vince Lombardi.
Ooh, now yeah. That's a good quote.
Ask Jerry on that. Anyway, sorry to go Don Hudson. Just, I apologize. I said it was getting rough.
No, good. I like Don Hudson stuff. I think the other important thing that I want to get to, though, because I know I've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating because of the news of the last couple of days of Christian Watson getting his contract, then talking yesterday, and now Tucker Kraft talking today. There was one game last season when both those guys played. One game.
Wow.
One.
Nice.
Only one. And it was in Pittsburgh. And again, Stroh fact check me on this. I believe Jordan Love threw for 360 yards in that game. Tucker Kraft had 7 for 143 and 2 touchdowns. Watson had 4 catches for like 84 or something like that. You know, that was what this offense can be. And they didn't have Reed. He was gone for that big chunk of time with a broken collarbone. But for those that are looking for reasons to be optimistic, and I'll tell you this, Jordan Love threw, remember when we used to talk about, I don't see enough wow throws from him? I saw perhaps the wowiest wow throw I have ever seen from him today inside the Hudson Center. He is fading slash rolling to his left and throws back across the field to his right. The ball had to go 50-ish yards in the air to Jaden Reed, and it was right. I mean, it was like he could not have handed it to him more accurately for a 70-some yard touchdown. I mean, it was an unbelievable throw. And so if you're a Packers fan looking for, you know, reasons for optimism, when sometimes I am guilty of saying, well, I have concerns about the offensive line and got concerns about
he wowed you.
The idea of this offense with Watson, Kraft, Reed, a second-year Matthew Golden, and again, we don't know exactly where the legal situation is, but an offensive line that maybe can at least get a few opportunities for Josh Jacobs not to be hit immediately when he touches the football, it could be pretty scary. I mean, I don't want to go overly hype-ish, but thinking back to that Pittsburgh game and what they looked like when Kraft and Watson were both on the field for that only game of the year. I'm not saying it's going to be like that every game, but that's a glimpse of just how explosive these guys could be.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time on the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Of course, we have a Miz update from Jerry Augustine, 7:55 coming up later. Do want to mention about Milwaukee weight loss, and it hasn't changed. It's the same every day from 229 to 205. I could go down further if I wanted to, but I don't. I like the weight I'm at, but it comes down to this. The Milwaukee weight loss program is so good because I eat less and I'm happy eating less. Started in January, so I got January, February, March, April, May, June, and I'm still eating less and I'm happy eating less. And there are no buts. Well, you do this, but you have to do this. No, it works. You have to do this. No. The program is different because there are no buts, no drugs, no surgery, no injections, just their plan. They figured it out to get you to eat less and you'll enjoy eating less. And it's impossible to eat less and not lose weight. And for a limited time, get $200 off of the Milwaukee Weight Loss Summer Special. $200 off. Book your free consultation now at MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Results may vary. 262-235-3980. And go ahead and say, Homer said all this stuff. Yes. They told me before I even started. It's almost easy. And that's the perfect way to put it. You eat less. You're happy eating less. That means the weight will stay off literally forever. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yes, 7:55, Jerry Augustine coming up shortly. Because I want more from him on The Miz. I can't hear enough about The Miz. I want to know what he's thinking because The Miz clearly is doing what Jerry Augustine, 7:55, wants. He's become a better pitcher. That's why his ERA this year is 1.5. That's unbelievable given what the average ERA is in baseball. That's what you should look. It's not your ERA. It's what the average. When Bob Gibson had this incredibly low ERA, everybody had a low ERA. If your air conditioner never seems to turn off, worn-out windows could be the culprit. Upgrade yours now during Window Nation's Buy 4, Get 4 Free sale. Imagine new energy-efficient windows and getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. You can solve it. And getting hot, you can do better. This is how you do it. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers, you book a consultation and ask how you could score a pair of Brewer tickets. Sale ends soon, so visit WindowNation.com. Window Nation, also proud partner of Wounded Warrior Project. And before we get to 7:55, tune into the new season of Behind the Bucks broadcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. 87 McDonald's Open, the U.S., that was the Bucks, against the best team in the world, the Soviet Union. Just check to see. I've claimed the Bucks led at some point in that game by 48 points. Before the Dream Team, this was historic. Open the doors to international stars coming to the NBA. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcast, Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. You should call him nothing but 7:55, formerly Jerry Augustine, next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
D5, Jerry Augustine, no, 7:55, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. I can't wait till he goes and gets his birth certificate changed to 7:55, and then you can say it. Excuse me, I am 7:55, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. 7:55, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Homer. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. All right, every time we call, Wednesdays, not every Wednesday, but most, to get a Miz update. You said, and I know this, you want him to improve as a pitcher. You have to be impressed with what he's done in that regard.
First of all, Homer, I want to say I applaud you for you taking the interest in the Miz kid as you do, because this guy is a young, special human being that has some talents that we have not seen in the game of baseball for a long time. Yeah, we have a lot of good pitchers in the game, but this guy has been something special, and he's probably going to be the most talked about pitcher in the game of baseball this year, just what he's been able to achieve. What he has done, I thought, last time out, I've never seen something in the game. And one thing that you always appreciate as a former ball player is respect that you have between a player standing on a field and a manager looking out at him, and each other looking at each other, wanting to do something special, and you get that respect that Miz got his last time outing. He wanted to go that last inning. He wanted to prove that he could go that. He looked in, he shook his head, and there was Murph almost saying, "Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha." That type of respect that you have between a player and a manager is something that you don't see every day, and it's something so special, and it's even more special because Miz is out there, the Miz kid is out there trying to achieve something special, and that is to be the best pitcher in all of baseball.
I want to apologize. If you go on YouTube, it says phone Jerry Augustine. No. 7:55. Now, I don't even want Jerry Augustine anywhere near that. 7:55. Here we go. Mr. 7:55. That's good. And if someone doesn't know, that means we got work to do.
Yes, we do.
Now, did you play for Bamberger?
Yes, I did.
All right. I just want to let you know, ain't no way Bamberger ever did with you what Murph did with the Miz. Like, when Bamberger's walking out and you go, no, and he didn't even slow it down. When he says it's time for 7:55 to come out, you're coming out. Am I correct?
Probably more so, yes. And you do that out of respect for your manager, and your manager wants to do to win the game. I think, but when you look at this situation, it's a whole different. We have an individual that's taken baseball by storm. Yep. And has done something so special that every day that he goes to the mound, it's a holiday. It's the Miz kid holiday, and that you get what you get that. And special players should receive that. And I think what Miz is trying to do, he's trying to prove to everybody. He's not only trying to prove to the sports people, he's not really the fans or the game of baseball. He wants to prove it to himself, and he wants to prove it to the Milwaukee Brewers that, hey, get on my back, I can carry you. But at the same time, I need to learn. I need to get better. I want to be the best, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do to be the best.
Don't you think that this situation was also Murph wanting to see what Miz would do? All right, you want to go? Let's see.
I think Murph had more fun out of this than anybody, because the most thing you can do as anytime you're managing a team or coaching a team and you're coaching a player is that respect you can get with a player, that inner enjoyment. I think if you really looked at Murphy and you look and he didn't have a smile on his face. He just was watching what the Miz kid was doing. He was smiling on the inside saying, yes, this is baseball. This is what it's all about. This is something very special. This is the next step that this young man has to do to prove that he can be the best at baseball. And we always talk about him being the best, but it's true. He wants to be the best. You look at what he does. You look at his structure, his body. He gets an extra reach to the plate. His ball explodes. It probably looks like, you know, instead of 102, it looks like 105. He throws strikes. He commands his secondary pitches. Everybody says he needs a changeup. He uses his changeup, and he's got one. But this is a kid who's still learning the game of baseball, taking that physical aspect, taking that mental aspect, and turning it all into one thing, being the best pitcher in baseball.
Talking with 755, that's right. You go to YouTube, you can subscribe there, and it says they're right there. Alex did it right. Mr. 755. And there's only, I mean, I'm not worthy of that, but I just wish I could have been Jerry Augustine after you win the game in July. I'm not sure the exact date. In July, because I would have walked up to Hank Aaron. By then, he was already a legend. Mr. Aaron, just do me a favor. Never hit another home run because I want to be known as 755. You, of course, would never do that. I'd have been mentioned that every game. Then he probably would have hit one. If you'd have brought it up, he'd have hit one just to make his point. Whenever or wherever you're listening, just know we're live on YouTube as well. Search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. And yes, you will see on the phone Mr. 755. When you watch The Miz now, what do you just watch, or are you still looking at certain things, observing what impresses you? What's the process now for you when you watch The Miz pitch?
The big thing that I watch at The Miz now is his adjustments on the mound. He knows what he has to do. He knows what he wants to do and that he can do, and he can do special things that he needs to do when it's command pitches, be a secondary pitcher. We've already seen him go out there and be a kind of guy that goes out and throws 101 to 103 on a consistent
basis. On a fastball. Don't give me that seam crap. It's the fastball that goes 103.
The fastball. Yes. Throwing the fastball.
What is his second best pitch?
I think his breaking ball is his second best pitch.
Wow.
He throws a little bit of a cutter, but you know what's so good about it? We've seen him go out and be velocity-wise, and we've seen him go out and be secondary pitch-wise. He's done it both ways. And to watch him go out and just pick out a way he needs to do to make the adjustments on the mound that he has to do in the game, I think is so special. He is a special individual, but you know what? Here's a guy that just wants to be the best, and I keep repeating that. But you know what? He's going to be the most talked about player in the game of baseball as we go on through the season with what he's been able to accomplish. And I'll tell you what, it's just so much fun to watch. We are so fun to have him in Milwaukee. I appreciate all the people that go out and say, we love the Miz. It's the Miz kid. It's the Miz kid day. Whatever we have to do, it's just something special that you don't see in the game of baseball. In Milwaukee, we have it.
You said that he wants to be the best, but I observe him, and he doesn't seem to have that swagger, or, you know, he doesn't make comments like that. He has this incredible mane. He goes, yeah, it was pretty good. I don't, maybe it was Yount that way, where you know being around him that someone's driven to be the best, but they don't talk with that, I don't want to say out of control ego, but a certain ego where they want everybody to know how good they are. Does that make sense to you or not?
It makes a lot of sense, Homer. You saw it in Robin Yount. Robin was the type of player that just the way he played the game so intently and wanted to be the best. Paul Mahler the same way. You see a guy like Don Sutton going out and pitching for the Brewers later when he came over to us. You see the same thing out of Miz. I think Miz, when he gets done, he just goes out and he's satisfied with it. Last time he went out, he wanted to get that thing accomplished. Murph let him do it. He walked off that mound, and I guarantee he had a certain look on his face, but inside he was saying, job well done. Now let's take the next step. And that's what you have to appreciate about a young man that just wants to be the best, that wants to go out there, not just to be the best, but to help his team be the best. And that, I think you see that out of You see that type of quality out of the Miz kid, and I think it's a special thing that we have, and I think we should just ride him and enjoy him, and every time he goes out there, it's going to be a special day.
How do you decide or observe Murphy? Because clearly they want to limit his pitches. He's young, how many innings, and you want him to be able to do whatever is necessary in the playoffs. Or am I making that up? How do you just accept and say they know what they're doing and never, ever say they should have kept him in longer in the regular season? Where are you on that?
I think Chris Hook does a great job with the pitchers. He's a type of pitching coach that not only knows about the delivery and the technique and what you have to be a pitcher and be the mental side of being able to go out there and use his great sequences, but he's more of a personal coach. He's a guy that gets to know that person. And I'll guarantee you that not only with Murph, but with Chris Hook, they talk between every start with the Miz kid saying, where are you? How are you feeling? Here's what we want to do. And he's dialed into that. He's set up to say, you know what? This is what you've set up for me. This is the way I'm going to go about my routine. I'm going to use my routine to the best of my ability. And when we have that opportunity to get better, I'm going to do what I have to do. And I'm going to chat with you guys to make sure that I'm going in the right direction. So I think when you look at the Miz, not only is this about himself being himself, it's also about himself being part of this organization and knowing what he has to do to be the best and help the Milwaukee Brewers be a winning ball club.
Talking with 755, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. I actually like the second part as well as the first. Formerly known as Jerry Augustine. All right, his fastball is his best pitch, clearly. His curveball, yes. You say, is his second best pitch. Third best pitch?
Well, I say more of a cutter that he throws now. He throws maybe a little bit of a slurve cutter is his probably second best pitch. I think he throws more of a breaking ball, maybe a third. And along with his breaking ball, I would put his changeup because he's not used his changeup as much as he wants to because he's trying to figure out in his repertoire of pitches how he wants to use that changeup and when it's going to be useful for him and how he wants to use it. I think that's going to come with that education as he goes on throughout the season, as you get later in the season when they see him more and he gets a little bit tired and when he gets going down through the season, you'll see that changeup come about a little bit more than he's using now. I think it's just a matter of that learning technique or that learning part of the game of baseball that you need to have with your sequence of pitches that's going to make you the best performer. And I think that's what he'll do. I think fastball, number one. I think cutter, slider, whatever you want to call it, number two. Curveball, maybe three, and the changeup right with it. And I think you're going to see that changeup come up. That changeup is going to be a big part of his game as he goes along throughout the season and starts using it on occasion. Because he has used it, and when he has used it, it's been really good for him.
And now they give you every pitches, the number of pitches. So if he has 100 pitches, or does this vary on the team or people you're playing? Like, of the 100 pitches, what would be the numbers? Or is it even fair to do that? Of 100, should 70 be fastballs and 10 curves, 10 cutters, 10 changeups? Or does that vary given the team they're playing?
Homer, I think that varies. I think it varies on the type of game you're in and the type of games that he's going to be pitching in, whether it's what it's going to be. It's going to be fastball, curveball kind of day or a fastball day. I think he adjusts for that, and those are the great things about him, making those adjustments he has to make in every game that he pitches.
Well, you are 755, formerly known as Jerry Augustine. I've forgotten the Miz's name. He just missed.
The Miz kid. It's wonderful.
The Miz kid. We will do this again. 755, formerly known as Jerry Augustine, with his latest on The Miz. Not every Wednesday at this time, but if this keeps going, it'll be pretty close. Thanks.
Thanks, Homer.
What if I just call him Seven for short? The NBA, and I'm watching for one reason and one reason above everything else, to see what the Knicks do to Wemby. You cannot do what he did to their best players, and they didn't do anything in Game 3. He goes up to the hoop. I'm expecting like the Detroit Pistons did to Michael Jordan when he went to the hoop. Whatever it costs, technical, being thrown out, you cannot do what they did to the best player on the team. Let's see. Are we ESPN National in progress? Did 755 do it? Yeah, 7:55, formerly known as Jerry Augustine, ESPN National in progress, and then Game 4.